It's episode 3 of KitKat School Tour, what the kids are talking about. This week we're headed to the southeast of the country, to County Wexford. The closer we got to this week's destination, the roads started undulating. We were surrounded by farms, and as we approached the village, there was a gorgeous little church on the right-hand side. And turning the corner, we saw this beautiful little school, decorated with black and amber bunting. Now, what was that all about?
Because we're in the intermediate hurling final.
And we soon learned that hurling is a big deal in this part of the country. But we're not here to talk about that, so let's find out what's actually happening on this week's
KitKat School Tour!
It's Michelle Libby from Miss Murphy's 5th class at Ratnure National School in County Wexford.
Yes, you're deep in farmland now.
Actually, about a third of our class live on farms. But we're not just busy there. There's lots going on at school too.
We're entered in like record league and mini sevens. It's bowling and football tournaments for schools across Wexford.
There's lots of different committees and right now we're learning a new language, German.
We have the green school committee, we have the active school and we have the wellbeing committee.
We have a green shed where we're planting vegetables and last year we did strawberries.
I'm on the student council. We try to make our school a better place and make fun things for our school.
And speaking of fun things, let's get down to business. Want a few hints about this week's episode?
Sums. Division.
STEM.
Problem solving.
Equations.
Abacus.
The copybooks flicking.
Ah, that was too easy. But in case there's any confusion, this week it's all about
Maths is numbers and how they relate to each other, and also how the numbers relate to the real world.
Maths is a subject that's all around us.
We do maths in the morning.
So we're not tired in the afternoon. There's so many different ways we learn about maths in our class.
The books we use are Mental Maths, Tables Champion and Planet Maths.
We learn maths using games and problems.
So we made board games recently. Teacher gave us a template and we had to come up with our own questions.
In our school we have a set of Isaac 9s, which are like STEM cubes. They have numbers on each side of the block and every table has their own colour and you work as a team to figure out the patterns and number sequences.
Hit the button, it's on the tablet, and so there's sums and then there's a heap of different numbers and you have to press which number is the answer to the sum.
The lollipop sticks, if there's 60 sunflower seeds, you could have each lollipop stick representing 10 seeds or 5 seeds or 1 seed, and it helps you visualise the seeds.
But if you're listening, Miss Murphy, you should really know we don't like
Long division.
To be honest, we hadn't really thought about maths too deeply before making our show, but we soon realised just how important it is.
Because if you're really rich, you can count all your money.
Well, I was thinking more along the lines of people who need maths in their jobs to make money.
You'll need it if you work at McDonald's.
Like if you wanted to be a nurse or something.
You have to measure the medicine.
A shopkeeper.
Carpenter.
Measuring wood.
An accountant.
Balancing the books.
A maths teacher in secondary school.
Maybe a farmer to know how much crops he has and how much he needs to plant.
If you want to be a baker or a chef so you can measure all the ingredients.
A bus driver because you have to know what time you'll be at the next stop for.
A hurling referee to add up all the scores.
Ah, I was wondering how long it would be until someone mentioned the hurling. Kate, is there no way we could have written hurling into the show?
Actually, we did manage to sneak it in. So I'm Kate, and I'm one of the writers on the production team. I wanted to be a writer because I'm an imaginative person. I like creative writing, and I like the way the story can go anywhere. So first, we need to come up with a base for the story, and then we need to decide what characters we would have and what type of personalities they should have. With the story, we decided that there was going to be an alien in it, and we worked around that. We were thinking about how we could introduce everyday maths into the story. But I'd say the most difficult part of the script was probably all writing it down on paper, because there was a lot of words in it, and then also deciding which student in the class would be the best for the characters for the story. It can be hard when there's so many ideas and you have to choose only one, especially all the ideas our class gave us.
We're gonna do a fictional story because our class is really into writing and we're really good with drama and stuff. It also can be a fun way to put maths in a story because maths can be challenging and hard, especially fifth class maths.
We have a lot of sheep near our school, so we want to feature sheep in our story.
So we love hurling, so we're going to get some of the characters to talk about hurling in the match.
We're going to have a shopkeeper and she's going to give our characters a percentage problem to solve.
They're going to have to add up all the money they spent in the story.
So I've been working on a rap for the show. I want to make a rap to break the script and entertain the audience.
We've been busy bees preparing this week's episode for you. So let's get on with the match. Show.
Our story starts one sunny spring morning in the small village of Ratnure. Two friends bump into each other on the way to school.
Hi, Mason.
Oh, hey, Maisie. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How'd you get on in your hurling match yesterday?
Oh, they got 2 goals and 14 points. And we got 4 goals and 12 points. So we won by 4 points.
That's maths!
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did. It's probably not him.
Weird. Back to the match. Did you score?
Yep, 2 points and a goal.
Well done, Mason. Oh, I'd say those sheep baa about 100 times a day.
Yeah, probably 1,000 times a week.
Well, actually, there's 7 days in a week. And 7 times 100 is only 700.
However many times they baa, it gets kind of annoying, especially when you're trying to sleep.
Come on, we better hurry up or we'll be late for school.
A couple of minutes later, Maisie and Mason are settled in their class and taking out their maths books. Miss Brown always starts with maths first thing in the morning.
Good morning, class.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
You don't need your maths books today, class. We're doing length, and as the weather is so nice, we're going to go outside and measure objects in the yard. Woo! Grab your rulers and line up at the door. Josie, Luke and Mary, can you each take 3 metre sticks? Now, if 3 of you each take 3 metre sticks, how many will we have altogether, Oisín?
3 trees and 9, miss.
That's maths!
Well done, Oisín. Now, let's go, everyone. Now, class, please try focus on our maths and ignore the wildlife today.
Even that alien?
Maisie, this is not joke time. It's maths time.
Oh my god!
Fifth class, please go back into the classroom when I call the guardie.
Please don't call the guards. I'm only a little harmless alien. I'm Ziggy. And I come from a planet to the left of Pluto. I entered a portal that formed on your planet. They warned me not to go near it. I should have listened to them. Can you please help me return home?
So that's what we heard in the bushes, Mason.
Class,
shh,
fine. But under one condition. This is top secret. If anyone finds out I've been working with aliens, I'd be sacked. Maisie and Mason, you can go with our SNA Lauren to find a way to get Ziggy home.
Yes!
We can't all go, as then Miss Kill would realise there's something going on. So first you'll have to go into town and get Ziggy a disguise. The bus is 2 euro per person, and there's 4 of you all together. So how much do I need to give you?
8 euro!
Here you go. I'm not made of money, so you'll have to find a way to earn more on the rest of this adventure.
And how are we going to do that?
Well, I can dance.
Oh, I can play the guitar. I can sing, so I guess it's settled. We're going busking.
So the next local link bus leaves at 20 past 10. It's now 14 minutes past 10.
So we have 6 minutes to get there.
Okay, guys, let's go. Maisie, Mason, Lauren and Ziggy grab everything they need from the music room and make a dash for the bus.
Morning, lads. How are yous today?
We're very good, thanks, Paddy.
Who's your friend?
Lauren explains the situation to Paddy and their plan to get Ziggy home.
If you want me to bring you to the airport so you can fly to NASA and get Ziggy on a rocket ship to bring him home, you're mad, but I'll do it.
Paddy agrees to hide Ziggy at the back of the bus, while the others hop off in an Escort 8 to do some busking and shop for his disguise.
Thanks, Paddy. When will he be back to get us?
In 45 minutes.
Okay, so it's 10:30 now. So I'll see you again at
11:15. Christmas!
Come on, we don't have long.
Let's set up the guitar here and sing a few songs. Hopefully we can earn some dollar.
3, 2, 1, hit it!
Wow, we made a fortune! Look, someone even drew on a 50.
And I've counted 530 euro too.
So how much do we have in total?
580 euro!
In Dunn's store, Ziggy gets some clothes, a hat, sunglasses and a scarf.
Your total is 80 euro, but we're having a sale today and they're 20% off everything. So your new total is...
Divide 80 by 100, which is 0.8.
Multiplied by 20, which is 16.
Take 16 from 80.
Our total is 64 euro.
Christmas!
Well done, guys, and what a bargain.
Later that day, at the airport.
Right, here's our plane tickets.
They're 400 euro.
My God, I only get 2 euro a day for doing my chores. It would take me forever to earn that.
200 days, to be exact.
Right, Miss Brown just emailed me copies of our passports from the school office. Ziggy, she's given you Maisie's brother's one, so let's hope your disguise is good enough.
Well, I hope your brother is as good looking as me.
At the check-in desk.
Welcome to Leinster Airlines.
Passports, please.
Would you mind removing your sunglasses, please?
Me? No problem.
This creature is green. What's going on?
Lauren explains the whole story and somehow persuades the flight attendant to let them on the plane. Ziggy, Maisie, Mason and Lauren celebrate their success so far and even come up with a rap that goes something like this.
10 times 2 is 20, 11 times 2 is 22. We know math, do you know it too? Division, multiplication, addition, subtraction. This is math, math is cool. We learn fun maths in our school. Woohoo!
Before they know it, our four adventurers are finally in a taxi heading to NASA.
You know, guys, I've been thinking, we still have some money left over from our busking.
Oh, yeah. We made 580 euro in total.
My clothes cost 64 euro.
Our plane tickets were 400 euro.
This taxi is 16 euro.
So we've only spent 480 euro, which leaves us with...
100 euro. Christmas!
Do you want to have a chat with my friend Paul Merriman? He's a financial advisor.
Sure.
Okay, I'll give him a buzz.
Hello, Lauren.
Hey, Paul. I have some friends here who are looking for advice on what to do with 100 euro.
No problem at all.
Hi, Paul.
So, Paul, what is a financial advisor?
Oh, okay, great question. That's a really good one. Sometimes very difficult to explain to people, actually. So think of me like a teacher for adults when it comes to being smarter about their money. So when people grow up, they get a salary, they get a job, they get money in, we help them make the most out of that money. But I'm probably not as strict as your teacher.
Yeah, Ms. Barron would have tough competition with Miss Trunchbull.
What inspired you to choose this career?
I suppose I was quite lucky. My dad was in business. He had a construction company, a building company. So ever since I was a little boy, I used to hear about my dad talking about his business all the time. I always wanted to have my own business. I think when I learned about being a financial advisor and if you did it for long enough, you could set up your own practice, that really appealed to me. And being able to help people as well. Being a financial advisor, you're able to help people in all aspects, whether it's getting their house or whether it's retiring early or planning for big things like maybe having kids like you guys or traveling the world or doing some really cool things. So I really like that part of the job.
Now, what should we do with this 100 euro?
I'm going to say you have to enjoy it. So you have to buy something with it that you really want. So maybe 10 to 20 euros, spend it. I then try and save a little bit of money in the house. So if you get an empty Pringles tube, like the small little ones you get in the shop, or even the big ones you might get at Christmas time, if you cut a hole at the top of that, you could use it as a money box and you can put money in it. So I would probably say put maybe 20 to 30 euro in that. And then I'd probably put a little bit of money into somewhere like the post office or your credit union or somewhere to keep the money maybe for a little bit longer term. So maybe next Christmas you can go back to that money.
Paul, is there any way to make money from your money?
In some cases, some savings account will give you what's called interest. So let's use a very simple example. Let's say you take 100 euro. And if you were to get 5% interest, now it's difficult to find that today in the likes of the post office or the credit union, but if you could somewhere, you got 5%, which is 5 euro on your 100 euro. By the end of the year, you've got an extra 5 euro for free. So you had 100, now you have 105 euro. And if you leave it there for another full year, that 105 euro gets 5%, so that grows even higher. And that's called interest. So sometimes the longer you can leave your money sit, the more interest it earns and the bigger your money becomes. So it's like, John, you have a plant. Do you ever do anything in school where you put a little seed into a pot and you water it? Well, the interest is like water growing on a seed. It helps it to grow quicker.
Cool.
Hey, guys, I see a rocket ship. I think we're here.
Thanks for that, Paul. Lots to think about there.
But best of luck with all your financial decisions.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye, guys.
Soon our adventurers find themselves standing beside a huge rocket ship at NASA headquarters.
Can someone please explain why you've entered private property without permission?
Hi, we're from a small village called Ratnure in the south of Ireland. We're trying to sneak our alien friend here onto a rocket ship. Ziggy just wants to get home.
Ah, come on. Why didn't you just ask? We deal with these kind of things all the time. Ziggy isn't the first mysterious creature we've had to return home. Here, Ziggy, put on this suit and hop in the rocket. You'll be home in about 9 years and 5 months.
So right now it's February 2025.
Which means you'll get home by...
July 2034!
That's nice!
Well done, Ziggy!
Thank you so much, Lauren, Maisie and Mason, for all your help. Who knows, I might return back to Ratnure and visit you again someday.
Bye, Ziggy, see ya safe home.
4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
This week's episode of Kid Cast School Tour was created by 5th class at Ratnure National School for RTE Junior. It was produced by Kira O'Donoghue, who also co-edited with sound engineer Conan Brophy. Kid Cast School Tour is funded by RTE and Commission Amman with a television licence fee. Special thanks to our guest, Paul Merriman.
This is our
RTE Junior Podcast!
For more sort RTE Kids Podcast!